Harper Audio presents Orphan Island by Laurel Snyder. Performed by Kim I. Guest. We could never have loved the earth so well if we had had no childhood in it. George Eliot, The Mill on the Floss. 1. Bell and Boat. Ginny heard the bell. She threw down her book, rose from the stale comfort of the old brown sofa, and scrambled for the door. When she burst from the cabin into the evening air, Ginny ran. Along the beach, everyone was running, bolting for the cove, summoned by the golden clatter of the bell, so bright in the dusk. 8 kids, sprinting from the fire circle or the outdoor kitchen, emerging from their cabins, racing for the bell and the tall boy ringing it by the water's edge. It was like this every time the bell rang. At the cove, they lined up, breathless and staring out to sea, to watch the boat come in against the sunset. They stood waiting like uneven fence posts. There was Dean, who towered beside Ginny and now leaned to set the bell gently back on its hook, and little Sam beside him. There was thin Evie, frowning at the lapping water as though it had done something wrong, and Oz and Jack jostling each other. June stood tall and straight at one end of the line, her gaze intent on the sea, and Nat waited patiently beside her, a book clutched in her hands. Then there was Ben, just a year below Ginny and almost exactly her height.